recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
Today's homily highlight from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. He is the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Portland.
We read in today's gospel that Jesus appointed 72 of his disciples and sent them out in pairs to proclaim the good news that the kingdom of God is at hand, to proclaim the gospel. Jesus sent out the 12 apostles, of course, those who would be the first priests and bishops, but he sent out another 60. And when you look in the Bible, when you look at scripture and you think about these numbers, they always sort of have some significance, don't they? I mean, you know, we look at the number 3, obviously refers to the Trinity. Number 7 is the perfect number in Jewish culture, which means everything's sort of complete. And then you come across gospels like this, where it says there were 72 went out. You know, and the church fathers and many people have tried to make some commentary on this, saying, well, what does that mean? The 12, you take the 12 from the 72, you get 60 left. The 60 is 5 times the tribes of Israel, divided by the loaves and fishes and things like this. And they've tried to come up with some real significance about this. And there's really nothing to it. There were just the 12 apostles and 60 more. That's what he had to deal with. He called a meeting and 60 others turned up. And he said to them, now you're going to go out and you're going to proclaim the kingdom of God to the ends, or to, in this case, he says, to the neighboring villages and towns of Jerusalem. And that's what they did. And so we see here this concept that, you know, evangelization is what this is about. You know, evangelization, if we look at the word to evangelize, it means to bring the gospel into being. It means to enact the gospel. Evangelion is the Greek word, which means gospel. So we get words like evangelize, which means to make real the gospel. And evangelization, the noun of, you know, this making real of the gospel, this making real of the preaching of God. And this idea of evangelization is very important to us as Christians, because it's one of the primary things that we are called to do by Christ, is to go and bring the good news of the gospel to the rest of the world. And we see with these 72 going out in pairs, it's not just the 12 apostles, it's not just the priests and bishops, it's not just the consecrated and the women religious of the world. He says to the 60, you've got to go as well, which means you. Which means all of us have a role in this evangelization. It's not just those that are specifically trained to do it. We are all called to witness to the gospel. Jesus, in this gospel scene, basically sends out everyone he has who is willing to help him in this task. There are hundreds and hundreds of other disciples hanging around, of course. There are more and more joining him every day. But only 60 were sent out with the 12 of these 72 going out in pairs. It's a good thing to remember. There are lots of people that claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, but there are few who want to be evangelizers, who want to be the real disciples, the witnesses of Jesus Christ. Over the last few years, last, I don't know, 100 years or so, the church has tried to get its head around this idea of evangelization and what it means in the modern world in the last, you know, few years. It probably started at the Second Vatican Council with Pope St. John the 23rd, who convoked that council to address the issue of where does the church stand in the world today? Does it need to change the way it looks at things? Does it need to change the way it evangelizes? And so he wrote an exhortation about apostolic activity, which focused on evangelization. And he has a famous quote in there which says, the church was founded for the purpose of spreading the kingdom of Christ throughout the earth. And when you think about it, if you want to define the church, why does the church exist? There you go. He says, the church is here to spread the kingdom of God throughout the earth, to preach the gospel, to witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's it. That's the mission of the church. It does all sorts of other great things, but basically it's about the missionary work, about evangelization. And then after John the 23rd, we see there's a great encyclical written by Pope Paul the 6th in 1975 called Evangelium Nuntiandi. And he writes it in 1975. And it's in the time in the church where things are failing a little bit in the so-called bastions of the Catholic Church in France and Italy and things. So I mean, some sort of crisis of faith. But in Africa and India, places like this, the church is burgeoning, right? We're having this massive growth, and it seems as though there's a fire spread on these continents where Christianity is doing really well. And this has continued until this day, is it not? And if you look at the state of the church in Europe, and it's really, you know, had less and less success, less influence than it had in its history. Look at France, for instance, Italy, of all places, you know. Look at Ireland, you know. Ireland, up until the 1960s, was sending priests all over the world, you know. There wasn't a place in the world that didn't have an FBI, a foreign-born Irish priest, running the parishes and things, right? They had so many priests that they were sending them all over. And that was a great missionary work that the Irish did in the world. Not just priests, but religious men and women as well. And now look at it. Ireland is, irony of ironies, you know, priests from Africa and India are going to Ireland to help them run the church. In 1950-odd, there were 25 seminaries in Ireland, seminaries where men go to train to be priests. 25. There's one seminary now, and it's got about 25 men in it in Maynooth in Dublin. We see how the church changes and this missionary work moves around. And I think part of it is because of the openness to the Holy Spirit, of course. Because we read in today's gospel, you know, we think about when we're evangelizing or when we're called to evangelize, we think of, you know, success, I think. We look to it and say, well, have we got any success here? The success is not to be measured in numbers and the things that we will see on this earth. It's measured in the supernatural things. And sometimes the Lord allows churches to get smaller in the hope that they will get purer and go back to basics than the growth of them during Christendom, you know, when they had power, when they were influential, when they had political, socio and economic power, even military power. These things change. And when we get back to the basics, we can see the fire of the Holy Spirit in countries like Africa, in the African countries. You know, Paul VI, in his great encyclical on evangelization, said this: above all, the gospel must be proclaimed by witness. If we're going to evangelize, it must be through witness. And that starts with us, right? Starts with our own witness to the gospel and to Jesus Christ. The ultimate witness to Christ and his gospel is martyrdom. And we have this beautiful heritage of these men and women through the last 2,000 years of our history that have given their lives for the gospel, that have had no qualms whatsoever and said, this world means nothing to me. I would gladly die for Christ and his gospel, to witness to the truth of that. And we've had many, many, many. And today, even in parts of the world, we still have these great martyrs who are willing to die for the gospel. But it's all about witness. And sometimes that witness we can see in the great martyrs of our religion. But many, many times, it's all about the quiet, unsophisticated, uneducated, poor witness of those people around us. When you think about your own life, look back to, say, your parents, your grandparents, people around you, brothers and sisters, the great priests that have come across your family and their lives, the great women religious that perhaps taught you in schools, all these quiet witnesses, they weren't on the telly, they weren't Bishop Barron, they weren't Fulton Sheen, they didn't have any of these spectacular gifts the Lord gives to some. They just had the quiet witness of a love of Jesus Christ. And that's where it starts. That's what St. Paul tells us, St. Paul VI tells us in his encyclical, is it starts with your own witness to Christ. And that witness is very attractive. You are not to ever underestimate the witness of your own love of Christ, that it is attractive and will bring people towards him as well. And then in more recent times, John Paul II, in his great encyclical on evangelization, coined the phrase, the new evangelization. He says, we need to restart this evangelization. We got sloppy. We don't think about the mission of the church, about the, you know, the promotion of the gospel, which is the witness of Jesus Christ and his gospel. That's the, you know, that's the foundation of the church, he says. And the other famous thing in his encyclical, which I paraphrase, was he says, and we don't need any more programs. We don't need any more logos or catchphrases or taglines. He said, our program is the gospel. As long as we got the gospel in our hands, that is what we do. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. So we are called to evangelize, all of us. Some of us do it up here on Sundays. Some of us do it in our homes, in a quiet, prayerful witness to Jesus Christ amongst our family and friends. But all of us are called to that witness. And the great news is this, is that we don't have to worry about success. We don't have to worry about how we're doing in our evangelization. That is measured at the end of time by God and God alone. All we should remember is that when the 72 disciples came back, they were full of joy and telling Jesus about the success that they had. But remember, sometimes they didn't have success, and the Lord told them, shake the dust from your feet. And Jesus says, it doesn't matter about you being able to cast out demons and cure the sick. He says, be happy and rejoice in the fact that your name is written in the book of life in heaven. And there it is. That's the success of being an evangelizer, being a witness to Jesus Christ. It's not about numbers or, you know, programs, things like this. It's the fact that you start from your own witness. And if you love the Lord, then your name is written in the book of life in heaven.
And that is today's homily highlight from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. He is the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.